This is a podcast where you will learn one type of neurological disease per episode, and it will be in alphabetical order. I will talk about its history as well as the cause and mechanism, and end it with the key cell or tissue that has been extracted for today's podcast biopsy. All right, so today we're on letter L, and I want to introduce you to the Lee's disease. So let's get straight into the topic. Lee's disease, also known as Lee's syndrome, is a rare and severe neurological disorder that primarily affects infants and young children. It was first described by Dr. Dennis Lee, who is a British neuropathologist, in 1951. The disease is characterized by progressive degeneration of the central nervous system, leading to a wide range of neurological and physical symptoms. Lee's disease was first documented by Dr. Dennis Lee in a series of case reports in 1951, where he described a group of infants who exhibited similar clinical and neuropathological features, including progressive neurological regression, muscle weakness, loss of motor skills, and brain lesions. The syndrome was later named after him in recognition of his work. Lee's disease is considered a rare disorder. Its exact prevalence is difficult to determine, precisely due to its rarity, but it suggests that it occurs in approximately 1 out of 40,000 to 1 out of 100,000 live births. This rarity makes it a less common pediatric neurological condition. Lee's disease typically presents in infancy or early childhood, although cases can manifest at different ages. The majority of affected individuals show symptoms within the first year of life. Lee's disease is also a genetically heterogeneous disorder, where it can be caused by mutations in various genes, many of which are related to mitochondrial function. These mutations can be inherited in an autosomal recessive or, less commonly, autosomal dominant manner. Many of these genes are related to mitochondrial function, and mutations in genes such as SURF1, NDUFS1, and others have been associated with Lee's disease. It is considered a mitochondrial disorder because it is often associated with mutations in genes that affect mitochondrial function. Mitochondria are responsible for producing energy in cells, and defects in these organelles can lead to cellular dysfunction, particularly in energy-demanding tissues like the brain and muscles. Lee's disease is a devastating neurological disorder that is primarily associated with mitochondrial dysfunction, as we mentioned before. So the mechanism of the disease generally begins with the primary underlying cause, which is the mitochondrial dysfunction. These mitochondria generates energy in the form of adenosine triphosphate, or more commonly ATP, through a process known as oxidative phosphorylation. In Lee's disease, there are often genetic mutations that affect the function of mitochondrial proteins or components, disrupting the energy production. These impaired ATP production would lead to deficiency in ATP of brain and muscle areas, and neurons in the brain and muscles require a continuous abundant supply of energy to perform their roles, including motor control and cognition. The accumulation of metabolic waste would result in toxicity to cells and interfere with their normal function. The consequences of mitochondrial dysfunction would manifest as a wide range of neurological and systemic symptoms, which may include muscle weakness and loss of motor skills, poor feeding, vomiting, seizures, etc., etc. One of the characteristic features of Lee's disease is the presence of bilateral symmetrical lesions in the brainstem and basal ganglia, often visible on neuroimaging studies. These lesions are thought to be the result of a metabolic stress and dysfunction caused by impaired energy production. They are a hallmark of the disease and contribute to its neurological symptoms. There is also a form of Lee's disease called X-linked Lee's disease, which is the result of mutations in a gene that produces another group of substances that are important for cell metabolism. This gene is only found on the X chromosome. Symptoms of Lee disease usually progress rapidly. The earliest signs may be poor sucking ability and the loss of head control and motor skills. These symptoms may be accompanied by loss of appetite, vomiting, irritability, continuous crying, and seizures. As the disorder progresses, Symptoms may also include generalized weakness, lack of muscle tone, and episodes of lactate acidosis, which can lead to impairment of respiratory and kidney function. The most common treatment for Lee's disease is thiamine or vitamin B1. Oral sodium bicarbonate or sodium citrate may also be prescribed to manage lactate acidosis. Researchers are currently testing dichloroacetate to establish its effectiveness in treating lactate acidosis. In individuals who have the X-linked form of Lee's disease, a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet may be recommended. Diagnosing Lee's disease involves a combination of clinical evaluation, neuroimaging, and genetic testing. Due to its rare and complex nature, a multidisciplinary approach is typically required. So, brain imaging such as MRI and CT scans are crucial to be performed to identify characteristic bilateral symmetrical lesions in the brainstem and basal ganglia. Molecular genetic testing, including NGS, which is next generation sequencing, or whole exome sequencing, is a key step to confirm diagnosis of Lee's disease. Specific genes known to be associated with the disease, such as SURF1 and NDUFS1, are analyzed for mutations. Identifying a pathogenic mutation in one of these genes is an important part of diagnosing Lee's disease. A muscle biopsy is also crucial to be performed to further evaluate mitochondrial function. Abnormal mitochondrial morphology and biochemical findings in the muscle tissue can support the diagnosis. Overall, today we talked about Dr. Dennis Lee with his findings about Lee's disease, the mitochondrial dysfunction, as well as the X-linked form of Lee's disease. In today's episode, we examine the central nervous system for our biopsy. That's all I have for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to rate the view and subscribe. You can find future episodes on Spotify. Thanks again for listening. Bye!